תחת פויום פרבית משנחת דיבור שבחבש הניקה בין מי בפניהם בין מי בחוץ.
A bubble that forms in a wall of an earthenware pitcher, as when earthenware came out of a bake in the oven, sometimes bubbles form inside the wall. And this particular bubble was punctured both toward the inside of the chavit and toward the outside of the chavit. And therefore, when the chavit was filled with liquid, the liquid would leak out into the bubble and subsequently leak outside of the chavit entirely. Whether the puncture holes in the bubble are toward the top of the chavit or toward the bottom of the chavit, if the puncture holes are directly opposite each other, the puncture hole on the inside is directly opposite the puncture hole to the outside, tamei davatumo, tamei ba'ayo ames, the liquid inside the chavit would become tamei from an avatuma. If an avatuma would touch the outer hole of the bubble, the liquid inside the bubble is considered attached to the liquid inside the chavit, and all the liquid inside the chavit would become tamei from the avatuma. So too, if it's a tfuyom that touches the outer hole of the bubble, all the liquid inside the chavit would become tamei. And if the chavit was taken in the oil or maize underneath the same roof of the maize, even if the chavit is sealed, and that way the tumah cannot get inside the chavit through the opening in the chavit, as an earthenware clay can only become tummy from the inside. And if it's sealed and placed in the oil or maize, it would not become tummy. But in this case, since the puncture holes are not sealed, the tumah would enter through the puncture holes and be metami, the liquid inside the chavit. Hapnimi momad v'hachitzon momalon. If the puncture hole toward the inside and the outside of the bubble were not directly opposite each other, instead the puncture hole on the inside was towards the bottom and the puncture hole on the outside was towards the top, even so the din would be the same, that it would become tummy from an avatuma, and it also would become tummy from an oyam mate. Hapnimi mamala vachita mamatan tar bavatumo tame bayame. But if the puncture hole were not aligned, and the puncture hole toward the inside was towards the top, while the puncture hole on the outside was towards the bottom, then the din would be different. It would be tar from an avatuma, but it would be tummy from an oil hamis. In this case, since the puncture hole on the inside is towards the top, while the puncture hole on the outside is towards the bottom, if an avatuma would touch the outer puncture hole, that tuma would not be metame, the liquid inside the chavit. And since that tuma has to rise up to get inside the chavit, as the puncture hole on the inside is higher than the puncture hole on the outside, the tumah would not get through towards the chavit. But in regard to the tumah of an aramaze, if the chavit was brought into the aramaze, the tumah would enter through the puncture holes and be metami, the liquid inside the chavit, even though the puncture hole on the inside is higher up than the puncture hole on the outside. Chibur b'tfuyo, all handles for ochlin, which is a chibur regarding an avatuma, would be a chibur regarding a tfuyom as well. We're talking about here the stalk of a fruit. The stalk of a fruit is considered a yad to the fruit, a handle to the fruit, as when you want to hang the fruit, you hang it by the stalk. So therefore, since it's a handle for the fruit, if an avatuma would touch a stalk, the fruit would become tame, even though the avatuma did not come into contact with the actual fruit. And so too, it would be a yad to the oichel in regards to the tumah of its tfuyom. If a tfuyom would touch a stalk, even though the tfuyom did not touch the fruit would become tame, since the stalk is a yad to the fruit. Oichel shenifra umu'ula b'mikzat. Fruit that has been split, but is still partially attached. Rabbi Meir, I'm in ma'ichez begadol v'akatan ola imo. Hareu kamo, Rabbi Meir said, if when you hold on to the bigger piece, the smaller piece would come along with it. It would not separate when you grab the bigger piece. In such a case, it's all considered one piece, and if they full yom would touch one of the pieces, both pieces would become tummy. Rabbi Huda Amen, my says Bakatan, Vagodor Vaimo, Harehu Kamo. Rabbi Huda said, if when you grab the smaller piece, then the bigger piece comes along with it, only then is it considered one piece, and whichever piece is full yom touches, both of them become tummy. But if only when you grab the bigger piece, the smaller piece comes along with it. But when you grab the small piece, the bigger piece separates and doesn't come along with it, then it would not be considered one piece. And only the piece that's fully untouched would become tummy. The other piece would remain tall. Rabbi Nechemiah, I'm every tall. Rabbi Nechemiah holds it a different way in factoring it as to whether it's considered one piece or not. That is that we take the tahar and see if the tummy comes along with it. Meaning, the piece that's fully untouched we'll call it tummy. The piece that he did not touch is called the tahar. If we take the piece that is tahar, the piece that he did not touch, and the piece that is tummy, the piece that he did touch, comes along with it, only then is it considered one piece. And in such a case, both pieces would be tummy. The hacham maimrim b'tummy. Hacham hold the opposite is true. We take the tummy piece, the piece that's fully untouched, and if the tar piece would come along with it, only then would it be considered one piece, and both pieces would be tummy. Ushaka echem, and other foods, such as vegetables, eshadarko liachis ba'ala, oichis osai ba'ala. It's the way of handling the vegetable by holding it by its leaf. In such a case, if you would hold it by the leaf, the vegetable would come along with it. So the leaf would be a yad to the vegetable, and if a tzviyan touches the leaf, the vegetable would be tummy. Uveklach, ochsin oso beklach. If the vegetable is handled by its stalk, if when you hold the stalk, the vegetable comes along with it, and the tzviyan touches the stalk, then the vegetable would become tummy along with the stalk.